While it's highly improbable, we need to ensure on the safety. You know, and some of the criticism that's come out is, you know, hey, we live in America. How can you force us off this place? And, you know, each of these landowners does have ultimately the capability to say, nope, I don't want you to do this. But in the same token, then we have the responsibility to come back to say, well, then we can't clear this space, and thus you need to sign a release that says we couldn't clear this space, and we've tried to. And we certainly don't want to go there. Those that have been affected, we've had open houses and others to educate people on what the program is, to let them understand the risk and actions that take place there. And one of the misnomers that's out there is that, hey, I don't feel comfortable having people come in my personal premises when I'm not there. None of these inspections are going to be going on inside anyone's homes. This is just the potential blast radius for safety zones, and that does cross over their homes, and thus we can't have them in their homes for safety purposes. The Eastern inspection, again, will not have any of these contractors even stepping on private property. And then the Northern Water area, some will be going on the private property that have been authorized, but will again never be entering the premises of the home. These MMRP programs have been going on for a long time and will continue to go on to get this done, and it's just taken this long for the priority and the dollars and cents to line up so that we could get this program complete.